All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Jeremy Long joined by Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smelly. Coach, a tough loss last week against a very good opponent in Beauregard, maybe the most improved team in the region, almost looked like a different football team from last week. I know you were disappointed. Your team was disappointed. How do you shake back?
Yeah, they do have a good football team. But, man, you know, we didn't play our best football, you know, just if you're being honest about it. We had guys in position to make plays and opportunities to make plays and just weren't quite, you know, getting the job done. But there's a lack of focus. You know, we didn't, you know, have them coached up well enough to finish the play. But when you look back at film, you know, it's never usually as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems. Like, that's kind of been my thing I've seen over the years. When you feel like you play well, you look back at the film and you're like, you know, there's a lot of areas to improve on. And then when you feel like you play terrible, most of the time you look back and you say, well, it wasn't as bad as we thought it was. But, you know, just being as transparent as I can, like this, you know, I feel like we felt like we played bad, and then we look back and the film kind of showed that. You know, we had opportunities, and you got to give credit to Beauregard. They've got some good football players, but you know, we have guys in position to make plays, and opportunities are there. You got to capitalize on them. We didn't quite do that well enough to give us a chance in the game.
Protection was an issue for London Howell. I know you guys in a game that was supposed to be a rain game, planned on running the football a lot in that ball game, or at least attempting to, never really got that going. How do you guys get better in the trenches as things go on this year? Tough matchup this week, homecoming in 2 weeks, and then three region games that you need wins in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of it was lack of execution. You know, guys not knowing how to execute their assignment. You know, things that we've been working on since March and April. Showing up in week four of a season with a 10th grade quarterback with, you know, a player not knowing how to execute his assignment. And really that's, you know, a lack of focus. And it makes it tough, especially, you know, for when you're working in a new quarterback, a young quarterback. But I tell you what, London, man, he showed some serious toughness. I think he earned respect of his teammates a lot, with his play on Friday. He you know, didn't make a lot of mistakes. We weren't able to generate a lot of big plays or anything like that on offense, but man, he kept getting up time after time after taking hits and really showed some toughness and resiliency.
I know people wanted, if you're following the team, you want an update on Nathan Gordon and Michael Funderburg. I know both of them maybe had an ankle or something last week. What's the update on those guys?
Yeah, we did have a few guys go down with the injuries during the game, and man, we looked like the walking wounded a little bit. Out at practice this week, you know, there were parts of the game Friday where, you know, we had four 10th graders in on the offensive line and one senior. And so, you know, that could be tough as well but you gotta play with that next man up mentality, sometimes. And we do have some young offensive linemen that if their name gets called, are capable of coming in and playing well. And so, you know, that's one of the, when you look down the roster, from an offensive and defensive line standpoint, we do have some guys coming up that we're excited about, seeing them progress and continue to get better.
All right, that's a look at last week. We'll preview Clay Central and the Volunteers when we come back. This is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Marble City Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy. We have the best gift shop in the Sylacauga area. From Kendra Scott jewelry to clothing to baby items and home goods, we have gifts for every style and budget. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at Merkel's Anytime.
Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments has been protecting families in the Coosa Valley since 1980. From insurance to annuities and 401k rollovers, call Ricky Deason at 256-245-6370.
Rudd's Laundromat gives you options for professional laundry care. Purchase detergents or bring your favorites. Folding is also available from Rudd's excellent staff. Call 256-245-5936.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic. No customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga, and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network. Aggies on the road at Clay Central tomorrow night. Coach, man, this is a really good Clay Central team. They've pretty much dominated everybody they've played. They've played a couple region ball games as well, just like Sylacauga. Going back to their jamboree against Southside Gadsden, who does have a new coach, they dominated that one in two region games that they've been in against Valley and Marbury. Lopsided scores. Going into this ball game, what impresses you the most about this Clay Central team?
Yeah, you know, you turn on the film and it's you say, "Yep, that's Clay Central." They do what they do. They're not fancy. They're not doing anything that you can't sort of prepare for and all that kind of stuff. But they just do what they do really, really well. The kids are strong. They get after it. Got a good mentality. Danny Horn obviously is a legendary coach. Has been doing it for a long time and it looks like one of his teams. I think this year even their skill positions are maybe a little bit better than they've been the last couple of years. But they play hard-nosed football. Their starting quarterback is also their starting corner and is a really good player, good athlete. But just across the board, they're athletic. They're going to be where they're supposed to be, and then they're going to finish tackle really well and make plays.
Yeah, containing the running back, a big deal in this one. Tyler Boyd's a good player that they have. Deshaun Gibbons, they call him Soap up there. He's the quarterback and corner that you're talking about. Those are three big players that, you know, at the end of the game, if their stats look good, they probably won the game handily. How do you contain them?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we'll have guys in position to make plays, and then they just got to be able to make the play. And so, you know, this is a very talented team that we're going up against, and they do have guys that are hard to tackle, that can make you miss, that can run through you, do different things. But, you know, I just want to see our guys. I want to see us improving who we are as a team. And that's been our big thing this week at practice is we want to focus on us. We want to focus on us executing our assignments, us knowing what our job and our responsibility is, and then doing it at a really high level over and over and over. Because that's what it takes to be successful. We've had a good week of practice, really wanted to make it about us improving. There's a lot of football left to be played this year. And, you know, we still got a lot of high goals and expectations and things that we want to accomplish, and this team can do that. You know, we've got to believe in each other, believe in what we're doing, and then just go out and play good football.
All right, Coach, good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
All right, that's Silicaga football coach Chris Smelly. His Aggies on the road tomorrow at Clay Central. Live coverage on WSGN will actually start at 6 o'clock, so 30 minutes earlier than normal. Tomorrow night on the road at Clay Central, Jeremy Law, that's me, Brent Ashley, Matt Crocker will be on the call as well. Come see us. We'll have a tent set up in the concourse with our friends also over at the Clay Central Sports Network. Live coverage again starts at 6:30. Live video coverage will start around live coverage starts at 6 on WSGN. Live video coverage will start around 6:30 on the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel and the Aggie Sports Network page. Also, watch on SylacaugaAggies.com, the official website of Silicaga Athletics. We'll see you tomorrow night from Central High School of Clay County. This has been the Coach Smelly Show and a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Silicaga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SilicaugaAggies.com, and the radio.
Got a tree problem? We've got you covered. At Tree Removal Experts, we bring 10 years of experience to tackle any job, big or small. From storm damage to stump removal, we're licensed, insured, and ready to respond 24/7 with emergency service. Need a quick quote? We offer free estimates, and financing is available to make things easy. Tree Removal Experts serves Talladega, Coosa, Shelby, St. Clair, and Calhoun counties, and proudly supports our local athletes. Call 205-504-9482. 205-504-9482. Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicaga.
Right Tire and Service, the only place for all your automotive needs. Located on West Fort William Street, Right Tire prides itself on doing things the right way. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to the public. Right Tire was voted the best tire shop and auto repair in the Coosa Valley. Our expert technicians cover everything from fluid checks to preventative maintenance, ensuring your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. It's time to give your car the right treatment. Visit us today and experience the finest auto service in town.
Are you struggling with pain or mobility issues? At Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga, we're dedicated to helping you get back to your best self. Our expert team provides personalized care using the latest techniques to address your unique needs. Whether you're recovering from an injury or seeking to improve your physical health, we're here to help you every step of the way. Experience compassionate, effective therapy at Star Physical Therapy. Call us today and start your journey to recovery.
Silicaga and surrounding areas, are you ready to level up? Then it's time to join the VIP Club at Toyota of Silicaga. That's right. It's time for you to be a VIP. When you join the Toyota of Silicaga VIP Club, you will receive 7 years of oil changes, complimentary tire rotations, 3-day exchange policy, $500 off your next purchase, 10% off parts and service, and much, much more. What's that? You want to know how much it costs to join our VIP Club? Absolutely zero. That's right. You get all of these amazing benefits at no cost to you. That's $3,495 in benefits. And don't forget about Toyota of Silicaga's team of credit specialists here to get you approved, because 100% credit approval is our number one goal. So if you are ready to level up, come join the VIP Club at Toyota of Silicaga for $3,495 in benefits at no cost to you. Remember, you're not just a number. You are part of the family at Toyota of Silicaga. 39765 Highway 280, toyotaofsilicaga.com. We're worth the drive, and we will prove it with approved credit. See dealer for details.